KJAN Sports.
It is time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. I'll take you a look at local sports last night. Atlantic girls defeated Abraham Lincoln in a swimming duel on Tuesday. Atlantic had 95 points to pick up the win. And Anna Maria Lowry picked up a pair of individual victories for Atlantic, winning the 100-meter butterfly and the 100-meter breaststroke. Atlantic had five other winners last night in that meet. In the 200-meter free, Claire Christensen, the champ. McKenna Ewald took the 50-meter free. Cambry Miller won the 100-meter free, while Briar Rose took the 400 free. And Kate Landhouse wins the 100-meter backstroke in wins for Atlantic last night. In high school volleyball last night, Hawkeye 10 conference action saw Kemper Catholic down Harlan 3-0. It was Red Oak 3-2 over Lewis Central. Shenandoah topping Glenwood 3 in a row. St. Albert swept 3 games from Creston. Western Iowa conference play last night saw AHSTW defeat IKM Manning in 3 straight. Missouri Valley a 3-game sweep over Audubon. Tri-Center defeated Riverside 3-0. Underwood over Logan Magnolia 3-1. In the Rolling Valley Conference, West Harrison went the distance, defeating Exira EHK 3-2. Also, Coon Rapids Bayard over Booyer Valley 3-2. From the Corner Conference, East Mills a 3-game sweep over Griswold. Sydney over Essex 3-0, while Stanton beat South Page 3-0. Pride of Iowa Conference play saw Southwest Valley beat Nottoway Valley 3-0 last night. Also last night at high school cross country, the AHSTW co-ed cross country meet held at the Avoca Golf and Country Club. On the girls' side, it was Taylor McCready of Atlantic capturing the title. She ran 19 minutes 46 seconds to win the championship. Courtney Sporer of Logan Magnolia was second. Taylor Sporer of Loma was third. Tori Castle of Trainer placed fourth. Alexis Post of Riverside was fifth. Carson Rush, Ashley Wendt, and Madison Botos of Atlantic all ran in a row. They were 6th, 7th, and 8th last night. Violet Lapke of Logan Magnolia was 9th, while Pluma Pross of Atlantic placing 10th. Also, Hannah Tiggison of Audubon placing 11th in that meet last night, just ahead of Addie DeArmond, who was 12th. AHSTW's Chloe Falcona placing 13th in that meet last evening. In the team competition, it was Atlantic winning with 28 points. Logan Magnolia with 46 was the runner-up. AHSTW, Trainer, and Southwest Valley the top five, with Exira EHK, Audubon, and Red Oak the rest of the field. On the boys' side, it was Jerry Jorgensen of Trainer capturing the individual title, as he ran 17 minutes 9 seconds last night. Jalen Peterson of Atlantic was the runner-up at 18:06. Brad Dennis of Atlantic placing third. Bennett Heisterkamp of St. Albert was fourth. Evan Brummer of Atlantic placing fifth. Also last night in the top 10, it was Red Oak's Baylor Berggren sixth, followed by Leo Garrigan of St. Albert, Sam Ross of Red Oak, Derek Thompson of Trainer, and Adam Scherer of Woodbine. Clayton Spees of Riverside placing 11th in that meet last night. Also, Cooper Gibson ran 15th. For Atlantic last evening. Team championship went to Atlantic with 44 points, Red Oak with 59, the runner-up, St. Albert with 70 was third, Trainer, Riverside, Woodbine, AHSTW, Logan Magnolia, and Southwest Valley, the rest of the order on the team standings. Also last night, the Storm Lake Cross Country Invitational. Harlan won the girls' meet with 55 points, Spencer with 60 was second, Dennison placed eighth overall. Individually on the girls' side for Harlan, Grace Lee Castor ran 6th, and Kaya Beaker was 7th, helping their team efforts. On the boys' side, it was Humboldt winning the team title, Harlan placing 7th, Dennison was 8th. Harlan's best finish, Trey Gross, he was 5th in that meet last night. In Major League Baseball action, rookie Tyler O'Neill hit a 3-run homer during a 6-run 8th inning that pushed the Cardinals past the Pirates 11-5. Marcell Ozuna drove in 3, and Miles Michaelis held Pittsburgh to a run and 5 hits over 7 innings to move to 15-5 on the season. The Cardinals are back within a game and a half of Milwaukee for first place in the National League wildcard chase. Elsewhere in the National League, it was Chicago over Milwaukee 3-0. Washington swept a pair from Philadelphia 3-1 and 7-6 in 10 innings. Cincinnati beat L.A. 3-1. Miami over New York 5-3. Arizona beat Colorado 6-3. Atlanta over San Francisco 4-1. In the American League, the Royals doubled up the White Sox 6-3 as Brad Keller limited Chicago to 1 run and 4 hits over 7 innings. Houston beat Detroit 5-4, Oakland over Baltimore 3-2, Cleveland beat Tampa Bay 2-0, Boston 7-2 over Toronto, Minnesota beat the Yankees 10-5, Angels over Texas 1-0 last night. In interleague play, it was San Diego over Seattle by a 2-1 final. Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz says he wants to continue to play Northern Iowa on a regular basis. The Hawkeyes and Panthers meet under the lights on Saturday, and the recent history of the series has featured some close games.
I just think it's the right thing to do. And just like, and Gary and I are on the same page on that one, just like we are the Iowa State series. I just think it's good for our state, for our football, assuming they want to play it, and they certainly do. You know, they relish a challenge.
Ferentz says, like the series with Iowa State, it's good for fans here in the state. Iowa's 2-0, but a lot of work needs to be done, especially with the passing game. The Hawks are averaging just over 150 yards through the air, and quarterback Nate Stanley is only completing 53% of his passes. But Ferentz says there are a lot of factors.
Typically one thing affects another. So, yeah, if a receiver doesn't run the right route or take the right release, those types of things, he's not where the quarterback expects him to be. It's not good. Sometimes a quarterback doesn't make a good decision or read things out properly. Protection can break down. So there's so many things that could go haywire in the passing game. And the bottom line is we haven't been consistent enough.
Ferentz says the passing game should improve with practice and more experience. He says Stanley's pressing right now and just needs some confidence.
You know, you can't aim a ball. I know that when you throw something. So, I think he's doing a little bit of that right now, trying to be too perfect. And then the points earlier, we're just not quite there in terms of sync. And just going to keep working at it. There's no, pixie dust or, pill we give a guy or something like that. It's just, working through it and developing confidence.
Northern Iowa coach Mark Farley won't say who the Panthers' starting quarterback will be in this week's game at Iowa. Colton Howell rallied the Panthers in a 26-23 loss at Montana after starter Eli Dunn connected on only 5 of his 20 passes. Farley says no matter who starts at QB, the UNI offense will face a challenge.
Their defensive line is very good. They've always been very sound. And then as I watch their offense, their running backs are very good. They're back to the Iowa stable of running backs, that very strong, deliberate runners.
Farley says playing Iowa always means answering the physical challenge, and they've made their first two opponents one-dimensional on defense. Farley says a key for the Panthers will be not wilting in the second half.
They wear on you, and they continually hit you at the line of scrimmage, and that's why you see a lot of these games in the fourth quarter. That's where the other teams have letting it get away from them. And that's because Iowa sticks to their plan, and they know what they're good at. They know what they want to do, and they stay to the plan, and you got to give them credit for it.
We'll have that game for you Saturday here on KJAN. Night contest, 4:30 is the pregame, and 6:30 will be kickoff from Kinnick Stadium. Iowa State coach Matt Campbell says the Cyclones have confidence in Zeb Noland if he's the starting quarterback against fifth-ranked Oklahoma. Kyle Kemp injured a knee in Saturday's loss to Iowa, and his status for the Sooners is uncertain.
We're really fortunate to have a guy like Zeb who started football games, who's really improved. And if he is the guy on Saturday, I think a guy that certainly everybody feels really confident in going in and running our offense.
Iowa State stunned the Sooners a year ago in Norman, but Campbell says he was most impressed with the way the Cyclones responded to the win.
Obviously going down there and playing in a game like that, in an environment like that, against a team like that, and being able to finally put together a win, I thought that was a big step forward. But there's a lot of teams that do that, and then, nothing else comes of it. But I thought last year's team showed maybe their true character by its response to that win.
Heisman winner Baker Mayfield has moved on to the NFL, but the Sooner offense is off to an impressive start under Kyler Murray. Campbell says Murray is a dual threat at quarterback.
The thing that is certainly unique is he has all those intangibles. He's not just a runner. He's not just a thrower. He can do all at a very high level. And certainly within that offensive scheme, when you do that, your production is going to be at a really high level.
That game in Ames on Saturday kicks off at 11 o'clock. Hurricane Florence has already caused the cancellation of 3 top 25 games before touching down on the East Coast. East Carolina told Virginia Tech officials that the Pirates won't travel to Blacksburg to face the 13th-ranked Hokies. North Carolina State's game against number 14 West Virginia was wiped out, as was number 18 UCF's game at North Carolina. Those decisions were made as Florence appears set to come ashore along the Carolinas coastline late Thursday or early Friday with strong winds and heavy rain. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.